Oh, this is Logan.
Hey, Logan, this is David with Local Splash. How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing well, man. I think we might have some miscommunication. I'm at 9 your time, which would be 12 my time.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, my fault.
Yeah, no problem.
So, yeah, I know we missed that time slot there, so I was like, man, let me reach out to him, at least leave you a voicemail. So were you able to get a hold of your brother?
Yeah, we talked about it, and then he pointed out that one of the things he said was he understands what the initial, you know, like setting everything up is, but then he was like, so once they do that, what's the $199 a month? What's that doing? Like, what's the monthly? Because it sounds like a one-time set up all the keywords, make sure all the HTML stuff works out, and then what, there's no ads being ran or anything, then what is the $199 each month costing?
Okay, what's that covering for you?
Yeah.
Okay, pretty much what's that covering for you. So really what that's going to cover for you is that local map section. So when somebody's going in, they're searching for keywords and not necessarily your business name. They're looking for pest control. They're looking for bug removal, you know, those keywords that we optimize for you. Your name is going to show up on that map section. And that's where we're getting you, that first place placement for the map section, which is your local section on Google.
So you guys are like working through Google with that?
Yeah, so we are Google partners, exactly. So there's only 40.
Okay.
Yeah, there's 40 companies in the country that are Google partners, and we're one of those companies. So our engineers, they go through extensive training with Google representatives through their algorithms and how to be able to optimize your business and get them to that first page listing. So what Google does with their partners is as soon as something opens in your area, they go ahead and they send us that list of available businesses that have good reputations, and we start calling those owners until we fill that location. And then once that one's filled, we move on.
Okay. I see now. So the optimization and everything that comes from the initial, and then the continued is the one that makes sure you stay on the Google Maps section.
Exactly. It's the continued. Exactly. It's the continued work that goes through it. Now, keep in mind, this isn't just a blank service like, oh, well, we know they're doing it. No, you're going to have an app. You're going to be able to, you know, track these things.
Right.
You're going to be able to see what's coming in and out. You know what I mean? So you're going to be able to see the work that's going in for you. And that's why we do the month to month, because really we're just asking for the 1%. The other 99, we're going to work for it every single month, because we know if we're not doing our job, well, why are you going to continue your service? You know what I mean? And that's why we don't ask for those big contracts. And it's been successful for us for 20 years, you know, and we're able to retain our customer base and, you know, be one of the top rated companies of Google.
Got you. So do you have any idea why the slot opened up over here?
I don't. And remember, when you're looking at the Google section of the map and you see, you know, 4 to 5 companies there, at that first, you know, that first page, there's going to be other SEO companies that work with Google that are now looking to fill these positions. You see what I'm saying? So it wasn't necessarily somebody that was with us. They could have been with another company and they were filling that position. And since we're one of Google's partners, the position opened, they let us know. So we're able to go out there and try to fill it for them.
Got you. The other thing so I'm assuming what we do is I somehow give you guys access, since I already have an existing Google profile as well as an already existing website, which is through Wix. I'm assuming that I give whoever the actual like engineer behind all of this stuff, I give them access to that stuff, and then they run through, they're the ones that go through and optimize everything. Is that correct?
So what they'll do is they'll look at the Google business profile, and right out the gate, we're going to start clean sweeping the internet. So what that means is we're going to go through everywhere that your business has been listed, and we're going to make sure your phone numbers are matching up, your addresses, your hours of operation, keywords, all those little things that tie into the algorithm to get you optimized to the front page, they start working on that stuff. So that way they're able to get you to that placement.
Okay, so in the event that we were to cancel, let's say that you know, after 3 months, we haven't seen any kind of an increase, and so we decided to try something else. How does that work with them having access to our, like, they're not going to, like, hold access or lock us out of our accounts or things like that, right?
Oh, absolutely not, no, because remember, the Google Business Profile, I mean, anybody can set up a Google Business Profile. The only difference is
right.
whose profile is going to show up at the beginning, and that's what we do for you. So, no, you're definitely going to be able to keep your profile and all that. The only, like I said, difference you'll see is you'll see where you start removing from that first page, you know, and you start going other areas, and that's kind of where that works.
Okay.
But no, there's no cancellation fees. There's no, oh, well, you know what? We're retaining this. We're retaining that. I mean, that's your Google Business Profile.
Okay. So they're not going to make a new Google Business Profile. They're just going to get access to the one that I currently already have.
Yeah, they're going to start looking into that one and seeing what they got to do to start optimizing exactly where you're missing okay. out, you know, key opportunities, you know, linking the keywords, things like that.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I mean, those were the concerns and questions he had. Other than that, everything sounded like it was worth at least giving it. I mean, that's what he said. He was like, well, let's, you know, if we can at least give it the 2 months, see how it's going on that third month, and then, you know, cause the whole 60 days before you start seeing any kind of real phone ringing, I guess is what you were saying, 45 to 60 days. So he was on board with giving it a shot. So.
Okay, great. So then, yeah, we can definitely get you started today. What I can do is I'm going to go ahead and shoot you out some information real quick. What I'm doing right now is I'm going to go ahead and put together an initial invoice that I can send over to you so you can be able to look at it real quick. You'll be able to see exactly what it entails.
Okay.
So I got that one. You should be receiving it shortly. You're going to get it. I'm going to text you out. Or actually, you know what? I'm going to send it through email. Let me make sure I have the right email on file here.
Okay.
All right. It looks like we don't have an email on file. For you. So could I get a good email address for you guys?
Yeah, it's bugbrothersexterminating@gmail.com.
And that's plural, right? Bug Brothers?
Yeah, Bug Brothers Exterminating. That's right.
Okay. I got that up there. Okay, so I'm sending that over right now via email, and you're going to see the price we spoke about. I think that one's processing right now, just so you can get a view at it. Now I can go ahead and start pulling up here. All right, Logan, what's your last name?
My last name's Robinson.
Robinson. And is that the name on the card they're going to be using today?
Let's see. The name that'll be on the card is my first name. So my first name is Kenneth. I just go by Logan. So it'll be Kenneth Robinson that's on the card.
And that's two N's, K-E-N-N-E-T-H?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. My brother. Man, I'll tell you what, my father-in-law, he was in pest control for 38 years, and we just lost him. Yeah, we just lost him 2 years ago, but when I was younger, I'm about to be 40, but when I was younger, man, I loved being out there with him, man. I live in South Texas, so we have a lot of different, like, rodents, you know, opossums, you know, you got the skunks, the armadillos, and even feral hogs, like big ones, man. It was a lot of fun, man. I just love being out there.
Yeah, that's cool. I hate to hear it passed on you.
Yeah, I mean, we all get there, right, you know, sooner or later. But, I mean, it was his passion. His company was passed on to him from his father. You know what I mean? So we definitely see the value in your business, man. I know what you guys are doing out there, man. It makes a difference. I remember one time we took a possum in between the walls, and the two of them were fighting every single night. It was crazy, man. And they were literally living in between the walls of a mobile home. I seen red ants literally eat out the entire wall of a building.
Oh, go do it.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it when I showed up. He tells me, hey, Dave, he goes, be careful when you touch that wall. I said, why? He goes, the inside of it's hollow. I touched it and, oh, wow.
Okay, yeah, I can see the, I don't know if this is a sample or what, but I can see the email.
Yeah, just so, yeah, so you can see the pricing that we spoke over. Yeah, so that's what we'll be processing the payment for. Right now, are you going to be using a MasterCard, Visa, Amex?
This is a MasterCard.
Okay. And the zip code we have is 29067?
That's accurate.
Okay. And your credit card number?
It is 5474.
Okay.
1515.
Okay.
1473.
Okay. 8167. And the expiration date?
0828.
August 2028. And my CVV code?
592.
Okay, so I have a verification script that we're going to go through. I mean, it's just a process. We have to make sure we do it. To make sure we buy the book. Before I do process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. The reason being is because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you, and is in that a form of protection for you that we will send you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor and stop me so we can review it and I'll clarify. Just say, hey, Dave, what does that mean? You know, and I'll rephrase it, you know, whatever needs to work. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
That sounds good.
Okay, good. So first off, I just want to welcome you to Local Splash. I mean, I know our business venture is going to be a great one together. Now this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of your business?
Bug Brothers Exterminating.
Okay, now can you please state your name and title within the business?
Kenneth Logan Robinson, CEO.
Okay, now are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
Okay, now you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
I am.
Okay, great. Now to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, just know, you are going to be receiving calls from third-party vendors, and they are unrelated to Local Splash. So, because you're going to have more visibility on Google, what that means is you may get those solicitation calls. You may get people, clicking on you, wanting to call you. Now, what we're going to do to protect you is we're going to provide you with a security question to verify that the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So, basically, if somebody's calling you and saying, hey, we're with Local Splash, we need payment, this and that, whatever, say, okay, what's my security question? If they can't ask you your security question and they're not going to ask, because we're never going to do that. And especially if it's not me, I'm your account representative. You know what I mean? So I just want you to understand how that works. Okay. So now, do you agree to be responsive to your phone calls and emails from Local Splash and calls that come from our 877-65-6225 customer service number?
Yes.
Okay. So please save our number, our 877 number as a Local Splash under your contacts. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Which basically that means if you want to get this company to try to do this for you or another company is going to try to, just we need to know what's going on because we don't want to have somebody doing what we're already doing for you, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Well, this
maybe trying to get you to hire them. Go ahead.
No, but I wouldn't have to call you guys if I decided to run a $100 Facebook myself, an ad that I did myself. Or are you saying I would have to call you guys and let you guys know that as well?
Yeah, that's something we definitely want to know because, and I'll tell you why. If you're wanting to do a $100 Facebook ad or something like that, we're already managing everything for you.
Okay.
So what you can do is load that money in here. You can actually, because what we have right now, you're at $199.
Right.
So before we go forward, I want you to understand, we do have our other bundle that it does come with $100 Facebook ads, but that's the other one we talked about for $299 a month. So it does go up $100, but that straight $100 gets allocated. So if 1 month you say, hey, next month I'm going to go ahead and run the $100 Facebook ad, give us a call that month. We'll upgrade you. We'll put the $100 in and we'll handle it all for you. You know what I mean? You ain't even got to work.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I understand.
It's better for us, easier for us. So that way we're all on the same page and we know that your marketing is getting top tier. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
Our guys have been trained by Google. So we just want to make sure that you're getting, the top quality that, you're paying for. You're part of our team and we want to make sure we handle you, correctly.
Completely understand. Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Now the payment for your initial term of the account setup will be charged today, February 27, 2025 in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th day in the amount of $199.
Okay.
All right. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-65-6225. That's the number that we're going to save. And to prevent charges for your next month of service. So if you're in the month and, we're 4 months down the line, you say, hey, I'm not seeing it, you call our customer service line. I would really prefer you call me first so that way we can figure it out together. You know what I mean? But if for any reason you need customer service at any time and I'm not available, they're always available to you. Okay. Now keep in mind that Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. So that way we're able to help you at different times.
Okay.
Okay. So do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. Great. So we'll go ahead and get that done for you. Now what we're going to want to do is we're going to go ahead and get you scheduled for your client onboarding interview. So let's. That one does take about 30 to 45 minutes. So let's see. And so are you going to be available? Let's see. We got some time slots. Thursday. I have some openings later today between 1 and 2, 3 and 4. You want something later today or tomorrow? When are you going to be available for that phone call?
Let's set it up for tomorrow. Our last job tomorrow, it should be a short day, will be at 10 a.m. So we'll be back. I'll be back around the same time. That's 10 a.m. my time, so that will be 7 a.m. PST. So if we could set it up for, you know, maybe 12 or is there a window for – what are your windows for tomorrow?
I have availability all morning tomorrow from 8 all the way to about 12, actually. Oh, no, all the way to 11. So then 11, that would put you 11, 12, all the way to 2 o'clock your time.
Okay, so can we do it then so it'd be 12 my time tomorrow?
Yeah, so then that's 10 a.m. ours, that'd be 12 yours. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Second, while I get that taken care of for you. Email. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a calendar invite.
Okay.
So that way we can get you tagged on there, and then we'll be calling you tomorrow at that time.
Okay. Will you be calling me from the 877 number, or will you calling me from this one? This one is the 220-1330.
No, it'll be the 877 number that'll call you. So for the client onboarding, okay, that's going to be one of the representatives from that team. So they'll be the ones representing.
Gotcha.
Okay. So
I'm going to add that number to this phone then.
All right, so I got you all set up for that appointment tomorrow, so just be expecting that call, and then we'll get you that onboarding process set up for you. And once again, then, welcome to Local Splash, and I do look forward to being able to work with you, and good luck out there, brother.
I appreciate you. The only other thing I need, can you just give me what your extension is again?
No, absolutely. Yes, sir. I'll text that to you. So my extension is going to be 4574. Let me send that over to you along with my name.
Okay. I just saved it in my phone. You don't have to send it over. I just have your extension saved underneath the notes on the Local Splash 877-635-6225.
All right. So, you know what? Real quick, we want to set up that security question. So we got three options for you. What city were you born in, your mother's maiden name, or your pet's name?
We can do my pet's name.
Okay. And what would that answer be?
Her name's Nala.
Okay. N-A-L-A, just like a Lion King?
Yeah. Yep, just like it.
Nice. She's a nice golden color?
She is, yep.
Nice. I have a golden retriever, too. I named him Simba.
Ain't that something? I don't know if you have a golden retriever, but I have a golden retriever, and I named them my kids, my boys. I have three boys, and they growing up, they love the Lion King movie. So when I bought them the dog, this is the first thing they thought of.
That's funny.
Yeah. All right, my brother. So then, welcome to Local Splash. We went ahead and got you taken care of. You need anything, man, feel free to give me a call. I'm at my extension all day long, okay?
Okay, and you said it was 4757. Is that what your extension was?
No, it's a 4-5. 7-4.
4-5-7-4. All right, I got it in here.
Okay. Right. Well, we appreciate it, man. You have yourself a good one.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you, David.
Yes, sir. What's up, my brother? You know it, bro. Hey, I followed up with everybody I talked to yesterday. I plan on closing everything I talked to. I'm looking to, man. Looking to make you proud, brother. Nothing's going on, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is what happened. Yeah. And I told Douglas I was gonna close this guy down yesterday. I said, "Don't worry, Doug. I said, I promise tomorrow we'll have this sale through." And then I had one question. When I'm scheduling the client interview, do I put his email address in there and send him the calendar invite? When I'm scheduling the client interview, do I put his email address in there and send him the invite? Okay. So I told him that that's exactly what I was going to do, and I was right there, but I just wanted to make sure before I added him on our calendar that it was okay. Sorry, gotcha. I can do that real quick. It's right here. Look. Oh, where'd it go? Oh, where'd it go? I guess I closed it. No, I moved to the Chrome. Yeah. Calendar. Ten a.m. No, tomorrow, 10 a.m. He's in South Carolina. He's 3 hours ahead of us. We'll clarify that. Yeah, I let him know. Yeah, so he knows that we're calling him at his proper time, but for us, it's 10 a.m. You know what I did? I deleted it a little while ago because I was adding this stuff here. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, but I'm going to put that skeleton there so I always have it. I'm sending the what, his phone number? Oh, I put it here. I didn't think we were going to close this guy because he was. Oh, yeah, Adgis. There you go. Save. Send. I sent him the invitation, right? There he is. Oh, shit. I was looking to the left. Yeah, for sure. Hey, bro, I took my gasp of breath too, because I said, man, I gotta get this done. You see, I'm used to like right in the morning coming in and boom, I want to be on the board. Like, I don't want to go an hour without being on the board. Like, that's just the way I am. Well, I gotta get them out. Yes, sir. I got the local $199 with a $50 setup fee. Yeah. Yeah, man. Doug didn't think we were going to get him even when he transferred, just because the guy was like, I don't really have no money in the budget, yada, yada, yada. I tried to get him at our middle was at the $249. And he was like, with the setup fee, and he's like, oh, I can't do it. So I got him to agree to this one for the first 2 months. I said, and then he's like, if I want to do the $100 Facebook, I said, give us a call. We'll upgrade you. He said, we have packages that include that. He's like, right now I don't have the extra $100. He's like, but you know, maybe, you know, we'll have it. I said, okay, great. Race in it because this. Now we're going to click pay. Yeah, but it did, it was an error. $199? Yeah, it went through already. So the total was $249. Yeah, it's paid already. Oh, okay. I did the local bundle. Create subscription. But I took the correct amount. Okay. No, I haven't. Name of the person is what's in one two. Yeah. He told me that his name is Kenneth Robinson, but they call everybody calls him Logan. So the name on his card is also Kenneth. Yes. And that's what I put on the his card information was Kenneth Robinson. His whole profile here needs to change to Kenneth then. Okay. I didn't touch nothing. Yeah, no, I didn't touch him. Mm-hmm. Okay. Gotcha. Then I need to get mad if I put my notes in there. They need to know what's going on. I got you. The better. Okay. the link where I found them, they want like their email address? Or... That's what they're talking about. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, as far as, like I said, the pitch and all that, I mean, I feel like I have it down solid. I mean, my rebuttals, I didn't feel like I was stuttering or he was catching me anywhere where I couldn't answer or I didn't know where to go. Really right now, it's just about making sure I get this process down correctly. I was able to hit the voice verification script. It was my first time. So yeah, I mean, it's just going to be repetition. I mean, after, I'd say, you know, by tomorrow, midday, I mean, everything just should be flowing. I mean, once I get a couple more closes, it's going to be, you know, just the process. You know what I mean? Just getting that process down. Okay. Okay, so I look for his. I gotta look up his Facebook, all that. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. And website is local only, so no website. That's fire. I didn't pitch it to him because it was local only, but I mean, I'm sure they're gonna ask him in the client interview. He doesn't have a website. Yeah, they're very low budget. Oh, I see. So what I need to do is I need to pull these up at the end of my phone call. These little notes right here, so I can be like, you know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As soon as it comes in, I'm already going to have like, are you licensed? Are you insured? You have a Facebook page? Okay, you do. Let me pull that up. Website needed. These are all areas that I can fill in. Wow. Gotcha. Okay. Specific targeted.
Sadly, there you go. We're going to copy some of this information, okay? Got it. So you've got Yelp. So let's see what we have. So if you scroll down, those are the services that he's offering, right?
Gotcha.
So you can go to see more, buy more. Okay, so if you want, you can copy and paste. Because those are the services he's going to be focused on, right? There. Copy. And then go back to your editor. There you go. Boom. That's fine. Look at that.
Yeah.
Beautiful, right? All right. So then now go to the city. So go back to the Yelp. So this is what I want you to really really going into Lydia. You have to ask these questions next time, right? Obviously.
Yeah.
But this, you can get information on us. We can always fill it after. So they have a website. Look. Click on it. Yeah, look, they have a website. They don't need one. Okay, areas. So scroll up. Here it says areas that we, so those are the ones you want to copy and paste.
Putting those. Jesus Christ, domain. Yes. Specific target areas that close. There you go. That's preferred method of cooking set up from taking call us today to schedule. So they want phone to be called. Terms and conditions, you know, right? Hours of operation. Yeah, man. Where's operation? Oh, okay. It's a 5:30. Wow. Yeah, for sure. Alright, submit it. Okay.
So now we're going to send reminders now. So you got to, there's a couple reminders I want you to write down. Make sure. So the reminders are going to be for the client interview and also the terms and conditions. The interview schedule.
Okay. Just client interview scheduled, and what was the other one?
Okay, so then, wanted to look. Okay, you gotta go to priority notes and the reminders. So go to go to under reminders. Scroll up. Reminders.
Oh, okay.
So type in priority notes. Priority notes. Okay. See where it says priority notes? There you go. So now you're going to select the template. Okay. So now I'll put terms and conditions for team. See where it says not signed or signed? Where they signed?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is led a bit. So what this is doing is this is letting the CI agent to ask for the terms and conditions to be signed.
Sure.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, I'm reminded.
Okay.
But obviously, you want to have it on your end because now you're protecting your money. If you don't have the terms and conditions signed, what happens is we're not going to, you know, like if someone cancels, then you can't, see what I mean? Like, hey, you signed this, you know, you have to remember.
And what was that template? Oh, yeah. Good. There it is.
Nice. This is the hour right here. It's always second quarter right before lunch when things heat up. Well, yeah, that's another question. So, like, when, say we're monitoring, right, because me, all morning long, I heard every opener. Like, I'm on every scene. If I see them going over 30 seconds, I'm buzzing in, and I'm listening because I want to see if I'm getting traction. If we hear, like, somebody's just listening to a voicemail for 2.5 minutes, you know, somebody, and I don't want to be that guy, you know what I mean? But this morning, we were needing, you know what I mean? We weren't getting, and I was listening to everybody, and I was like, it's our production numbers, man. Yeah, that's why for me, I was getting upset. I was like, come on, man. You got to – I just didn't want to, you know. Or just say, is everything okay? And so they know, oh, shoot, they're listening to me. Like, they know that I'm just sitting here. Yeah, okay. Like, they're listening. Yeah, they're on my line. Yeah, for sure, man, because it affects all of us. Yeah, because from what I see, it's sheer numbers. We need to get the openers as many calls as they can on the day because the more people that they talk to, the more chances they're going to get, the more chances we're going to get, the more conversions we're going to get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know. But you pointed out what I saw yesterday, and you told everybody, why is everybody on pause? I saw it. More than half of our team at open, they were sitting on pause like forever in the fourth quarter. I was like, why is everybody on pause? I just didn't want to, that's not, you know, I didn't want to go in. That's why I noticed these things, because. Yo.
Watch.
Yeah. With your hats, boom, boom, boom. Yeah. 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 Yeah, it's hard. Because the weight multiplies. Now, I know for a fact that you're on it, and another reason why, I'm very observant. That's one of my, I'm very observant. And so when I'm watching the queue and all that, and when we came back from meeting, the very thing that I wanted to message you and tell you, you brought it up. So I knew that you were listening to everybody too, because you were like, guys, how do you rebuttal? Because I was hearing everybody, oh, okay, thank you, hanging up. Hey, no rebuttals. And I was going to be like, hey, Chris, we ain't hitting no rebuttals with our open. And then you came out of the meeting, you put him right on it. I was like, dude, he already knows. You know what I mean? I ain't even got to bother him with that. So that's what's up, man. They needed it.
And with that, I was listening.